When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick scented oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh air, Wick.
This is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from the show. Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip want to know,
are you teasing me?
What do they tease you at work about? It is a long running gag. They're all over you. Like Whip. We tease him about his loud swallowing.
Oh, there's that. Yeah, that's true.
Being a grandpa.
That was what I was thinking. Yeah, I guess there's a long list.
Melissa, well, you know, everything.
There, too.
Tease her about everything. What do they tease you at work about? Hi, Melissa.
Good morning.
What do they tease you about at work all the time?
Oh, I came back from maternity leave pregnant.
Came back from maternity.
Oh, you
kind
of
have that one coming too.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, yep, yep.
So you came back from maternity leave to announce that you were going to need another maternity leave soon.
Employee of the year.
Uh-huh. I haven't worked there in years.
Well, I'm dying to know though. How long after you had the baby did you get pregnant?
It was exactly 3 months. In fact, right after the 6-week checkup.
Oh, perfect. As we'll just jump right back in there.
Sure.
Knock them out all at once. Hi, Denise. What do they always tease you about at work?
My name is spelled D-E-N-I-C-E, and they call me D-Nice.
D-Nice. It's like you're a rapper.
You're D-Nice.
Right. Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy came out with that whole school teacher thing where he's pronouncing the names, and then I became D-Nice all of a sudden.
All right, listen up, y'all. I'm y'all substitute teacher, Mr. Garvey. I taught school for 20 years in the inner city, so don't even think about messing with me. Y'all feel me?
Are you teasing me?
Teasing at work is not nice. Making fun of someone's name is not tolerated by this radio station. So without further ado, here is Eric in the Morning with me, Lisa, and Wipe.
Let's take a roll here. Jay Quellen. No Jay Quellen here? Yeah.
Do you mean Jacqueline?
Okay, so that's how it's gonna be. Y'all wanna play? Okay, then. I've got my eye on you, Jay Quellen. I'm for real. So you better check yourself. D-Nice. Is there a D-Nice?
Do you mean Denise?
You say your name right now.
Denise?
Say it right.
Denise.
Correctly.
Denise.
Right.
Denise.
Right.
D-Nice.
That's better. Thank you. Aaron, where are you? Where is Aaron right now? No Aaron, huh?
Here.
Oh, man. Why didn't you answer me the first time I said it, huh?
Huh?
I'm just asking. I said it like 4 times, so why didn't you say it the first time I said Aaron?
Because it's pronounced Aaron?
Son of a... You done messed up, Aaron!
Is that the Key and Peele thing you were talking about, Webb?
I think that's it.
All right. Got it. 538. It's the 530 Club. Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Webb. Partly sunny. Could be another record day. Could be. It'll be our last one, if it is. A high of 90 today. Because tomorrow, you heard him say it, 72 for the high.
Mm-hmm.
Right off the cliff tonight. 61 the overnight low. So right off the cliff.
Wow. Last night actually felt really, really nice.
It did.
I was out for a few hours just sitting in it, and I was like, it is just beautiful.
You went out for a sit?
We had some soccer, so I was sitting.
Gotcha.
And then took the dog for that long, like, 2-mile walk.
Butch for a walk.
And, I mean...
Wear him out.
Yeah, wore him out so he'd be tired. And it was just, I was like, I could take this every night. There was no wind. I like when there's no wind.
I know you're anti-wind.
I'm anti-wind.
You've gone into quite the long, descriptive moment of last night's weather.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Anything else you'd like to add to it?
I was in my element last night outside.
It almost feels like you're in your element right now, taking yourself back to that moment. So
I did.
I hope you enjoy that. How are you, Whip?
Oh, great.
Yeah.
I also am so happy the wind stayed away.
Yes, I... The wind gets me, too.
Right.
I'll step out of the house and go, too windy.
Yep.
Step right back in.
Exactly. So
any type of airflow,
yeah.
I really get thrown off by the airflow.
Nothing
even like
blew
the,
away.
Yeah.
I don't like the windows down in the car.
Really?
Nope.
You're very, very strange. All right. Coming up this morning, you heard that Niall Horan tickets. That'll be 11:20. So we really don't have anything to do with that. In fact, we really don't have anything to do with anything this morning.
Oh,
we're just here. We're here as a space holder until that moment.
Great.
That's really all we are. So we'll do our best at taking care of that for you. Did you get confirmation for sure that yesterday was a record?
Yeah, well, I'm looking here, and I see we got to 92. That was a record.
That was a record.
Yeah, sixth consecutive day.
How hot was it down in St. Louis for the game last night?
That's a great question. Yeah. I'd have to check that. I'm sure it was pretty sultry.
Magic numbers down to one for
that
your Chicago Cubs to lock up their postseason and get ready to go. So hopefully they can take care of that tonight. As you heard Whip say, either their own win or a Milwaukee loss, and then it's done.
And it's over, yeah.
Yeah.
So pretty much it's it's an inevitability now.
One would think.
For sure.
So you got that to look forward to. Also, you heard Whip tell Nacho's story, the Cubs and Cardinals Nacho story with Addison Russell that is sweeping the nation.
It's true.
Every newscast is all over the Nacho story. So and that's got Joe Madden's fingerprints all over it.
The giving him the nachos to go give to the
guy. Like doing a bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Like Joe likes that kind of stuff, and then, you know, that stuff gets picked up, and his team looks touchy-feely and looks like, you know, the team everybody wants to love, and that's really what Joe's going for.
Yeah. Somebody may know, and I was watching, but I didn't exactly see how he got the nachos. I did see him talking, though, and I think I played it, where he said, our manager gave me a new batch of nachos, and I didn't know if he meant Joe Madden or maybe a clubhouse manager or something.
But I would think that Joe might make a call.
Yeah.
Have some nachos brought in here.
That might be true, especially if it's a blowout game, and I know it means something, but it's still like, we got this.
It's good for the team.
Exactly.
It keeps the team loose. They all have a good laugh at the experience, and and everybody can move on. So we're trying to track that guy down, Nacho Man.
Nacho Man.
Nacho Man?
Yeah.
And his girlfriend?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Nice.
Down there in somewhere in the greater St. Louis area.
That's right. He was a star last night. Nacho Man was.
And said something to the effect of, I never was a Cubs fan, but at least I can like him a little bit now.
Something along those lines, My girlfriend got herself a Russell, I think is what he said.
Yeah. I don't really know what that means.
Right. But
it sounds filthy.
Yeah,
so, hey, baby, you want the Russell.
Yeah.
Whatever that means. All right, so maybe we'll get lucky and drag him down and get a firsthand account of the experience.
That would be
nice.
Cool.
All right. This is a guy who's a participant. I appreciate that. Watch this. Hey, John.
Yeah.
So, Katie.
Good morning.
Katie just sent a note. She's got a wedding coming up for a friend. She already bought the gift for the bachelorette party. She already bought the gift for the shower. Now, does she have to buy a gift for the wedding, too?
Yeah, I don't know how. I looked it up, and I don't remember what I looked it up under, but it's up to $60 per person. So, it's for me and my wife to go to my wife's coworker's wedding. I gave them $120 because I didn't want to be too cheap, and I didn't want to.
Right. So that's your standard cost on top of the gifts that you've already given.
Correct.
Man.
$120.
Boy, oh boy.
Can I ask you a question?
Doesn't pay to know people getting married.
Really?
It really doesn't.
Be a hermit.
It is a financial drain.
Exactly. It's a lot. Did you go alone, though, or was the $120 as a couple?
You said $60 a person.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's math, I know.
You said,
it was math. So $60 for him, $60 for his wife. Merge those together because there's two people going, and you get a grand total of
$120.
Melissa's math corner.
Yeah,
that's right. Melissa's math corner.
Yeah. You know what? Just for helping out and allowing us to have that moment, Melissa, John a prize. He took the time to look things up. This is how we reward you on the 530 Club when you participate like you just did.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah. Okay, you'll like this
thank you so much.
Yeah.
Are you ready? You've won dinner for two at Shaw's Crab Hop, so let us entertain you restaurant.
That's good.
It's
nice.
Really good.
Yeah.
Shaw's is two restaurants in one, a jazzy, sophisticated seafood restaurant, and a carefree, lively oyster bar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that just happened.
Add or subtract, even multiply. She'll give us an answer in the blink of an eye. Math operations in the proper order. A fraction of fun in Melissa's Math Corner.
Yep.
Don't ask me to do any math.
Wait, now, did you just leave during that conversation?
I was writing something down.
Yeah, so when you write down, your hearing turns off. Is that, I don't know. I'm just asking. Maybe it does.
It's always like, it'll be like a split, like
right.
3 seconds.
Your whole focus turns
and I'm like,
off.
Just for a split second.
Right.
Like as I turn to like think about
understood.
What I want to write.
I got it.
And then I can write and listen.
I hear you.
But,
but not at the beginning of the writing.
Not thinking about
yes.
writing.
Yes. So that's when John went, all right, so my wife and I went. So it was
yeah.
$60 each and it was $120.
Right. And I heard
hold
120.
On a second here.
I jumped.
$120, how does that work for the two of you?
Well. Yeah. As I was just saying.
Yeah.
So can you, your brain had shut off at that
yeah,
point.
Yeah, I got to
right.
stop writing.
Yes,
down.
You do. Yes, you do.
Forget
stop
it.
Writing, more listening. Less writing, more listening. I don't think I would do this. I was just reading, too, with fall upon us, even though it doesn't feel like it. A new wedding trend now is the custom jacket that you wear over top of your wedding dress or whatever it might be. You know, you're chilly, you got a little outdoor thing, so you get custom jackets for you and all your bridesmaids.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Does anybody have that? You know, maybe you get like a jean jacket. They show the bride and all the bridesmaids in a jean jacket, and on the back it says, like, bridesmaid.
Okay,
oh.
That's what I was going to ask. Does it
is
have
it
a
like,
logo on it
yeah,
or something?
It's logoed
a
up.
Wedding,
got to.
A wedding logo?
Yes.
Is it blinged up in, like, rhinestones?
Well, this one is, because this woman is wearing one that says Mrs. Tinkles. I'm assuming your last name is now Tinkles, which I feel really
whoa,
bad for if that's
yeah.
the case.
Okay.
And it's a leather jacket, like she's in a gang.
Oh,
and it says it on the back.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I have a
and
girlfriend that wore a
it's not
fur.
Fun. It's not fun. Well, don't say that either, because then people will get really
it wasn't
mad.
Wasn't a real one.
All right, there you go.
It's fake. A fake one.
Faux
fur.
And then this bride is wearing like a white leather jacket, and it says Mrs. Bartling, and then the you know in like script on the back, like she's in the Pink Ladies.
Yeah.
And on the bottom it says the date, and then all the bridesmaids are wearing black jackets that say bridesmaid.
Oh.
And they're all posing with their back like they're in the Pink Ladies gang.
Cute.
I don't know that it's really that
you don't
cute.
Like it?
No.
Anyway.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. You know, they all don their jackets. I don't know.
Hmm.
And then this one, I really, there's no way I would do this.
Okay.
So these, this couple's in like biker jackets. And she's wearing one that says Forever Yours on the back and leaning against him. And he's wearing one that says Till Death Do Us Part. But it's like a biker logo, Till Death Do Us Part. Like, you know,
you don't like that
like
either?
He's in the Hells Angels or something.
See, I think it's kind of funny and kitschy and cute and it's good for pictures and.
I would I feel like these people in this picture are going to look back at this picture and go, why did we put those jackets on?
Oh,
I
no,
feel like
really?
They're going to say that someday.
So I guess my question on that one would be, I know, I'm sure the answer is not there, but so if they really are bikers, now...
They're not.
Right. I was gonna,
it's a fashion thing.
Exactly. So if they were really bikers, I think their biker friends would probably give them all kinds
yeah.
of crap about co-opting the biker thing. But since they're not real bikers, I
yeah.
think it's also sort of like stepping over a line to pretend that you're biker-esque
well,
with
see,
your
now,
biker jacket.
You're so far off there overanalyzing
yeah.
it. You are so way over the cliff.
All right.
You know, it's no different than, you know, somebody that throws on a jean jacket with a logo or whatever, you know, from a fashion standpoint,
sure.
they're trying to say something. They're not actually a Hell's Angel.
Okay.
And I don't think they're trying to offend the Hells Angels. And it's
no,
already,
you don't want to do that.
It's already more analysis than I thought it would ever get. But
okay.
yeah, it's just a new thing with fall here that they're trying to do, which I don't know about that. And then I got thinking, can you imagine if you were at a wedding last weekend that was an outdoor wedding?
Oh.
You know, that was initially anticipated to be cool.
Yeah.
Because you would think, all right, when you set your wedding date, like, say, last January.
Right.
And you set it for the weekend of September 22nd or whatever it was. You think to yourself, oh,
mm-hmm.
The colors will be changing.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be fall-like. We yeah. might need jackets.
Yeah.
And then it cranks up to about 98 degrees.
Yeah. Well, that exact thing happened. A guy called
in. And it's weird because that's your wedding band.
98 degrees.
Thank you.
Oh, God.
I just kind of hit me.
Yeah, there. You,
you
had
know
to
what? I got the blank
in.
Stare from Melissa, and there's a little part of me is thinking she's writing something, isn't she? She didn't hear a
no.
word I just said. She's just blankly looking at me.
Oh,
yeah.
I was like, oh, the band.
Yeah, 98
right.
degrees. Yeah. So that had to be really uncomfortable for a lot of people.
Very.
That joke and also being at a wedding this past weekend.
Don't you remember we had that guy that called in a week or two ago and they planned their wedding.
Right.
And they had the wedding in the church that had no air conditioning.
Right. I do remember. That's why I'm saying this.
Yeah.
Because now we're past it.
Yeah.
They had that experience. It had to be miserable.
It had to be tough. I can't even imagine.
I went to a performance for my daughter on Saturday night at her school on the fourth floor of a building that's a brick building that has no air.
Mm.
And because it was a performance, they had to keep the windows closed.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Really?
It was like Vietnam in there.
And no window units?
I mean, just from a heat standpoint,
not a war analysis.
I'm just saying, you know, from a heat standpoint, that's all.
And so no window units at all.
It's very topical. The Ken Burns documentary is currently airing on PBS. So
that's, I was tying that in.
Very current reference, the Vietnam.
I was tying it all together.
It's very good, by the way.
Oh, is it?
Very, very good.
I should watch it.
Yeah, you should.
6:03, let's look at news. Here is Melissa, Whip.
You're on fire today.
No, maybe something in the air here today.
You're on fire today.
I don't know what it is. I don't think it's good.
No, it isn't good.
All right.
Whatever it is. Okay. A terrifying clown will deliver donuts to your enemies. This is down in Dallas. And they got a picture of the clown, and no, it is terrifying.
Is he scary? Like, really scary?
Terrifying.
Yeah?
Yeah. Bringing donuts to your enemies. If you could bring anything to your enemies, what would you have delivered, Jennifer?
Scalding hot coffee.
Scalding hot coffee.
Oh.
I think just a sip, maybe. Not to dump on themselves.
Oh, that's good.
Deliver what to your enemies, Bill?
How about a termination notice?
A termination notice. A lot of anger.
Okay. Hope he just means from, like, his job.
A lot of anger. Greg, at number three, deliver to your enemies.
My mother-in-law.
Mean-spirited. Just your enemy opens the door and a clown just hands your mother-in-law to a parent. This is from Greg. Enjoy.
Oh, do something with this.
At number two, you'd have it delivered to your enemies, Josh.
My ex-wife.
Ah, right.
Oh,
right,
okay.
Next door. Man, here's Josh's ex-wife. And finally, in at number one. Oh, boy. Many would consider this very mean. Deliver to your enemy, Mike.
A Mike Glennon jersey.
All right. Okay. All right. Poor Mike Glennon.
I know.
Can't even win for winning.
Yeah, yeah. How's it going, Mike?
Okay.
Big Bears fan?
Sure, I guess.
You guess?
That means no,
come
right?
On.
Are you a Packers fan or something?
I'm a fantasy football fan.
Yeah, fantasy football.
Okay.
Come on, Bears with a big win. Knock off the Steelers. We're all feeling good. Mike Glennon. Yeah, it's fine.
Hey, it's fine. Get a W.
You want Mitch? Is that what you're saying, Mike? You want Mitch?
It's worth a shot.
Mitch.
Hey, you're that guy.
Mitchapalooza.
Mitchapalooza from the poster.
Yeah, that's me.
Mitch right there. What do we have from Mike?
You have won an overnight stay for two at Blue Chip Casino Hotel and Spa and dinner for two at the game. Blue Chip, one place, countless ways to feel good.
Thursday night, Bears-Packers. This is the one you really want to win.
Yeah.
Oh, you got big mo going in there.
That's right.
Big momentum.
You do.
Although the Packers won in overtime, too, so that'll be fun to watch on Thursday night.
Yeah, very similar scenarios coming into this game.
It is very similar. Let's go Bears. I had something else ready to go, but I can't stop thinking about a car blowing up.
Hmm.
If that actually happens. Has anybody had that happen?
I've never witnessed it.
You know, you're driving
never
down the road
it.
And car's on fire and kaboom.
Yeah.
Explosion.
I've also driven past a car fire on the Dan Ryan right at the turn to go to the Bishop Ford.
Yeah.
And I had to go right next to it because
feel the heat.
Yeah,
it
heat.
Was like, I can't believe how much it heated up
the car.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah. That can't be good driving right next to it. Why don't you change lanes?
I couldn't.
Really?
There was no way to get around it.
We have anybody, like, fire department, firemen listening? Because they, you know, obviously go in and have to take care of this stuff. And I watched, you know, as I was waiting for this to happen yesterday at the car fire, they arrived. And, you know, they just came upon it in a very, casual is not the word, confident maybe. They
but
just walk right up and they start putting it out.
Yeah, like they're not worried about an explosion.
Right.
Exactly. Just do it.
And I don't even, now that we're thinking about this, I don't know if I've ever put this much thought in. I don't recall ever even seeing a news story
right,
of a car
about
blew
it.
Up on the side right. of an expressway today.
Every single action movie, it happens 19 times.
Exactly. Right.
And these car fires happen on the roads all the time.
Right. Yeah.
Very common.
Carbecue, if you will.
Exactly.
In traffic lingo.
I've heard that
it's
before.
One of my favorite traffic lingo things.
Yeah.
Carbecue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. 312-591-6800 or 312-233-1019. Like, what is the risk level of that happening? Because you think to yourself, oh, man, my car's on fire. I got to get out. It's going to blow. And then you run like you're Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
Waiting for the car to blow up behind. It's going to launch you off your feet.
Yeah, you jump out of the way.
Right. Does that actually happen? 312-591-6800. Hey, John.
Hey, Eric. How you doing?
Good. You're a fire department guy?
Yes, sir.
All right. What is the likelihood of a car actually blowing up?
Very unlikely.
Okay.
Gasoline is a flammable liquid more so than an explosive liquid.
So it's not as combustible, per se.
Well, it's combustible, flammable.
Right.
But its explosive limits are, there's a lot of ventilation that would have to not be present.
Hmm.
So
if the fire starts on the front of the car and works its way to the back of the car where the gas tank is, which is an enclosed area, no kaboom?
No, it would more likely rupture and spill and just have flammable liquid all over, which would maybe resemble an explosion, but it wouldn't be an explosion.
Not like a giant one.
Uh-huh. Like we see in the movies, that just doesn't happen.
No. Now, you do hear some big bangs and pops sometimes, and those are the tires that are popping because they get the air and the tires heat up and the tire blows next to you. Even as a fireman, that makes you jump a little.
I would think.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
It's like playing the thing you wind up, pop goes the weasel. You just never know when it's going to happen, but you know it's coming.
Like the tire blows and this freaky clown comes flying out of it.
Like a jack in the box.
Yeah. Right. That would scare me.
Exactly.
Yeah, very, very scary. All right, thanks for the information. We appreciate it.
All right, have a good day.
You too. You know, maybe you're in your Chevy Malibu, and you're in line at McDonald's, and all of a sudden, you get to the window, the drive-thru window, and they say, oh, well, the person in front of you paid for your meal. They paid it forward.
I've had that happen.
You have had that happen?
I have.
What did you do?
I paid for the people behind me.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Well done. Now, the question is, what do you think they did?
Well, I guess you hope that they do the same thing, but I don't know if they do.
And it keeps going until you get to that order where somebody doesn't do it. McDonald's drive-thru pay-it-forward chain lasted 125 cars.
Oh, my gosh, that's awesome.
Now, what if somebody just orders a sundae and then somebody orders, you know, like...
A full family's worth of...
Six people.
That's where you roll the dice, I guess.
Yeah.
It's a bad roll
Workers
sometimes.
I'm not saying... You're the guy.
No,
you're
I'm
the guy that stops paying.
I'm saying sometimes...
Your car 126.
I'm saying sometimes you might
We're
going to
call you Mr. 126.
You
that's called gambling.
Right.
This is gambling.
Right. He's looking in his rearview mirror and he's like, there's like... Five people in that car. I'm not paying for that.
Mr. 126.
Somebody could be spending $1.25 and somebody could be spending $50.
But maybe this is just one of those moments for you, Whip, to just be a decent human being.
Right. You got to just go for it.
Okay. Mr. 126.
Exactly.
I was going to ask that. How would you like to be that guy? Now I've just met that guy.
You know that guy.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't do it if the peer pressure was on, but I would still be like, how come I couldn't get the guy with a sundae?
That's where Whip is sitting there. His gets paid for, and he looks in his rearview mirror, and he sees, like, you know, a minivan full of kids, and he goes, what's their bill?
Man.
Right.
And they're like, oh, well, they got 19 Happy Meals. And Whip's like, I'm out!
Yeah.
I don't think I'd be the only one.
Yeah. All you see is Whip go squealing out of the drive-thru lane, accelerating as he hits the road.
You know it.
I'm headed over.
I'm out of here.
Headed over to Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And yet you got your free coffee.
Yeah. Workers at a Missouri McDonald's said the pay-it-forward chain started with one generous patron and went on for an hour, totaling 125 customers till Whip drove through in Ocean Springs, Michigan. Missouri, sorry. Yeah.
Oh, it's a great thing. Fantastic. It's just
would you pay it forward, Eric, if it was a big car full of people?
You know, I think it would.
I would.
It would, yeah. It would depend on, I mean, if the McDonald's worker said to you, Whip, I don't know, this has been going for 125 cars, you still bail?
I mean, if I'm going to spend more money than I had planned.
Do you still bail? Or do you keep the dream alive?
I keep the dream alive.
you're lying, Mr. 126.
You've given in to the pressure.
I think it's okay for you to say it. I think there's a lot of people that might agree with you. If there's a lot of Mr. 126s.
Right.
Oh, my God.
You know, they're like, sir, everybody's been paying for it for 125 cars. The bill for the car behind you will be $32. And Whip goes,
yeah. I got my routine at the drive-thru. Yeah. You know, I'd be like, you know what? I'm good. I'll pay for my own.
Yeah.
Everything's good. I'm going to just take my happy meal and go.
Right. There you go. Yeah. Mr. 126. Stuck with a heap eater. A lot of them.
Really?
Heap eating is the new mansplaining. Mansplaining is when a man explains your experiences to you in a condescending or patronizing manner. Heap eating is when a man takes something you said, repeats it as his own, takes credit. Like, for example, you got heat-peated, Michelle.
Yes, I did. My ex-husband, when our kids were 2 and 4, I wanted to take them to Disney World, and I always wanted to go there with them, and he said no. They were too young. They'd never remember.
Mm-hmm.
And then his buddy went to Disney World with his 9-month-old little girl. And when he came back, he told him how wonderful it was. And my husband had me book the trip the next week.
Uh-huh.
So when his buddy suggested it, it's a good idea. But when she suggested it,
it's all dumb and stupid.
Exactly.
Although maybe he changed his mind after his buddy went and actually had the experience. As opposed to prior to that.
Possibly.
Possible. Sure. Yeah. Jeannie, heap heating?
Yeah, my husband and I, we have this tiny, tiny little backyard. Uh-huh. So I told him, why don't we just put paver bricks back there, no more cutting the lawn. Okay. And he thought it was the stupidest idea known to man until his friend came up with it. Now he wants to do it.
Uh-huh. Oh, no.
All right, another variation.
How irritating.
Yeah. You know what we ought to do, Jeannie? We ought to put pavers back there. And you've been saying it for a long time. I get it. Yeah.
Tell him no.
Heap eating. He heap eated you, Sarah.
Yes, my husband. So we're at my mother's house the other day, and I said, you know, we're in the living room, and she doesn't have a lot of lighting. And I said, you know what she needs in here is a good lamp. And, you know, he just kind of blows it off. A few hours later, he's like, you know what? You know what she needs in here? She needs a nice lamp. I'm like, are you kidding me? I just told you that a few hours ago.
No, you didn't.
Like, what are you talking about?
It's totally my idea. So your mother likes me even more. Because I'm the one that came up with the lamp idea. And do you know why, Melissa?
Why?
Because I love lamp.
I love lamp. Do you really love the lamp, or are you just saying it because you saw it?
I love lamp.
I love lamp. I love lamp.
You know what the best part of that is? As I played that clip, I looked over and Whip was nodding in approval like, yes.
It makes me happy.
I was hoping he would go with the lamp line.
Brick Tamblyn makes me happy.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast. This is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from the show.
You're a real, real problem. You're the problem in the relationship. Here's the thing. You know it, and you're doing it on purpose. 312-591-6800. What do you do intentionally that you know bugs them? Katie.
Yeah, when I wash apples or pears, when you take off the little sticker that's on them, I leave them by the sink. And it just drives him crazy.
Oh, man.
That would drive me.
And then he, in turn, when he washes dishes with a paper towel, he'll leave the used wet paper towel on the bottom of the sink.
Intentionally.
And I'm like, you're not going to use it again. So it's like sink wars.
Right, right.
Sink wars.
The stickers would bug me.
Yeah.
Especially, you know what adds to the bugging?
What?
Knowing that she's doing it to bug you.
Yes.
It heightens the bugging. Mm-hmm. You do it on purpose because you know it bothers him, Sammy. Hello, Sammy.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, yes. My ex-husband was a little bit OCD, and he had a routine every night. He would check every door and window before he came to bed.
Right.
And towards the end of the relationship, when I was just irritated with him, I would say, did you remember to check the one door? And then he would have to go back and do the whole routine again.
That's
just a little mean-spirited.
Mm-hmm.
You might have left that one door open. I don't know if you're going to be able to sleep tonight. Crap. Now I have to go look. Hi, Lena.
Hi.
You do it just to bug them.
I wipe the crumbs on the floor after I make a sandwich.
Wipe the crumbs on the floor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's only a couple. It's not a huge mess, just a couple, but he can't stand it. He has to get out the vacuum.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You might have a husband just like Amy's. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Hi.
My husband has OCD and vacuums 2 to 3 times a day. So after he's done, I'll pull the fuzz off of my sweaters and the blankets and just throw it back on the floor.
Oh, man.
That's just cruel.
Aww.
And are you sure you checked that window? Are you sure? Oh, man. You do it on purpose because you know it bugs him. Hi, Kate.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi. Go ahead.
I leave my glasses all around the house, so my house looks like Starring.
Like
what?
Your glasses?
Like the movie from Starring, my water glasses.
Okay.
I don't know that one.
Right. Yeah. But so you just leave glasses all over the place, not facial glasses.
Right. Right. Hi, Reese.
Hey, so I have very long hair, and when I'm done taking a shower, I'll kind of like pull all the hair from the drain and just flip it to the side of the shower so it looks like a hair animal in the corner, and it makes my husband insane.
And nothing makes you happier, does it?
And you just laugh, don't you?
Well, and I'm the OCD clean one, neat freak, and he's the slob, but this is the one thing that makes him crazy, and I do it every time.
If you get a really big hair animal on the wall, do you smile going, he is going to go crazy?
Oh, yeah. I'll be like, you want me to leave the shower running, hon? And then he'll get in, and he'll be... And I'm like, oh, what? Right. Like, you and your hair animals.
Right,
like,
you're driving him crazy. Yeah, on purpose, because we're all mean-spirited. Hi, Stacy.
Hi.
I drive him crazy on purpose.
Yeah, he drives me crazy. Just this morning, I walked into the bathroom downstairs, and he had rearranged all the soaps that we have in there in the little nooks. All the tchotchkes were in different places.
The soaps in the nook have their spots.
Yeah. Well, but the key is here that we have some of the soaps that have naughty names on them. Like one, for instance, is called Filthy A Soap. So he puts that so that they...
So you have porn soap in the basement, and he rearranges the porn soap to drive you crazy.
Okay.
I don't know that he's a problem. I think you're both problems.
Right.
You both have real, real problems.
What you need to do now is get focused and stop pointing fingers. Right. You're a problem.
You're a problem.
You're a real, real problem.
Let's get back to today's Mixed Morning Mindbender. In a new study, people with a face that can be described this way may have a higher sex drive. Okay. Think you know this one, Melissa?
I don't think so.
Deborah does. Deborah, what kind of face?
A wide face.
Exactly right. People with wide faces tend to have a higher sex drive, according to a new study. Big wide face. Nicely done. Deborah, do you have a wide face or a narrow face?
I have a medium face.
Uh-huh, right down the middle. Go where it's safe. Can't get in trouble either way. What do we have for Deborah?
All right, you've won a 4-pack of tickets and $50 gift card to the Morton Arboretum. Turn the season into a celebration at the Morton Arboretum's Fall Color Festival. Hike, bike, or drive through 1,700 acres of trees from around the world as they show off their most majestic colors.
Oh, there you go.
For more details.
Come to Illinois, where everything's dead.
We need a little bit of rain. Visit MortonArb.org.
All right. Very nice. It is nice at the Morton Arboretum.
Oh, it's beautiful.
They
there.
Make it work
Love
no matter what's
place.
Going on.
They really do. Recently, behavioral and psychological researchers have taken interest in facial morphology, it's called. That is the shape of the human face and how it correlates with certain attitudes, behaviors, and personality traits. The study has suggested that in men in particular, a high facial width to height ratio, thus that being a wide face, signals aggressiveness, strange behavior, and even
psychosis?
Yeah,
psychotic?
Let's go. Yeah, you're a psycho.
Okay.
Psychopathy, psychopathy.
Oh,
it's got to be
psychopathy.
Psychopathy. Yeah,
I think so.
Easy for me to say.
Psychopathic.
I still have that thing in my throat. I can't even talk.
You have a psychopathic psychopathy.
Psychopathy. Yeah, that's what it would be.
Yeah.
You believe that?
I've never given it a thought. Yeah.
Like, for example, does Whip have a wide face or a narrow face?
He's got a narrow face.
All right, so you're not a psycho. Way to go. Congratulations.
Excellent. Thank goodness. Well, now my morning is okay.
Does Swanee have a wide face or a narrow face?
He's a little more wide.
Well, that would make sense then. What about Big Karwowski?
Narrow.
What about me?
Narrow.
Ah, see, so I'm safe. I'm not a psycho.
All right.
Well, Swanee's the only psycho around here.
Yeah.
How about your face? How would you describe your face, Melissa?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. What do you think? I don't know.
I don't think it's wide. It's definitely not wide.
If you didn't have to describe it in any particular way, do you think she's symmetrical?
I'm not that symmetrical.
If you have this type of face, men will find you most attractive, ladies. Both men and women agreed that symmetry, you know, your symmetrical face,
mm-hmm.
was more desirable than faces with asymmetrical features. Overwhelmingly, the men who are most attracted to women who are categorized as average. You just have a normal, average, symmetrical face. Taking out of that, men who reported youthful faces were they found those the most pleasing. No shocking.
Yeah.
Average faces are more attractive to men, so that exotic kind of unpredictable look that you think guys love?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much. We prefer the average, symmetrical, youthful face.
Yeah.
That's all we're looking for.
I mean, symmetry is good. I have an eye for that myself, so I get it.
Congratulations.
I do. I get symmetry. I mean,
how do you know you have an eye for symmetry?
Because I noticed that.
Never heard
that
anybody
kind
describe
of...
that before.
Right.
Well, how would you describe yourself? Well, I have an eye for symmetry.
I don't know. You know me, I notice weird things,
mm-hmm.
and I always have, and I notice that kind of thing on people all the time.
Does Whip have a symmetrical face?
A little bit, sort of. It's not.
That's a no.
Right. It's not.
Which part of it is. I don't even.
You know who does not? Harry Connick Jr. He's still good-looking, but his face is very asymmetrical.
Where do you get him?
I don't know. I'm always confused about the symmetrical thing, period, because I feel like it's just little details that would differ from one side of the face to another.
But some are more symmetrical than others. Some people, obviously.
One great fat story. Cheek, one skinny cheek.
Compelling and rich.
There you go. Harry Connick Jr.
Yeah.
I have an eye for it.
I do.
Harry Connick Jr.,
I don't
for example.
Know why.
He's considered a pretty handsome guy.
Yeah, he is.
All right, it's the story that is sweeping the nation. It's Nacho Gate.
Yes.
Nacho cheese, not your wife. Down there in St. Louis, where last night, Chicago Cubs shortstop Addison Russell goes into the stands to catch a foul ball, and in doing so, knocks over some nachos, gets nacho cheese all over himself. A few innings later, returns to the spot of the crime and delivers nacho to that fan. That fan is Andrew Gudermuth. Hope I said that right, because it sounds like a cheese.
It does.
A St. Louis fan, and he joins us right now. Hi, Andrew.
How's it going?
Did we pronounce that correctly?
Yes, you did.
It does sound like a cheese. Is that the first person that said that to you, or is everybody saying that?
A lot of people have said that to me. Gouda cheese.
Right, Gudermuth. Yeah. All right, so you're at the game. Did I describe the story correctly? How did it unfold in your words?
So, basically, we were all sitting there. We had just gotten our food and everything, and we're sitting back down. And I'm holding my nachos. My girlfriend's holding her food. And she literally is about to take a bite while we're watching this foul ball come down so it doesn't hit one of us. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, Russell comes through the stand, trucks her back into her seat, Oof. Slides over my nephew's back, and then kicks my nachos out.
Oh, man.
And your nachos end up where?
Completely all over the field, and my nephew's nachos, where the cheese came from in his hands, all over my girlfriend and my nephew.
Okay. And it seems as though Addison Russell also covered in some nacho cheese. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. So there were two.
Definitely got nachoed up.
So there were two,
nachoed up.
There were two orders of nachos in play here, because this is where. So the nachos that ended up on Addison's arm, that was from your nephew, you say, but yours ended up on the field.
Yes, mine went completely everywhere, flying over the stands and.
When that happened.
Explosion of cheese.
Explosion of cheese.
Yeah.
When that happened, and he's laying in everybody's lap covered in nacho cheese, how was your response? What was your response? Were you like, oh, man, come on.
I was very bummed out about my nachos, not realizing the extent of him flying into my girlfriend.
Sure.
Oh, yeah,
sure.
Of course.
Priorities.
Nachos, please.
Gotcha. Did he say anything at that time to you?
Not at that moment, no. He kind of got up and had to run back to the field.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But when he brought back the nachos, he apologized and shook my hand, took a picture with us and everything. And
that's the selfie that's gone viral, you with Addison Russell and your girlfriend in the nacho cheese picture. Now, as he was running back to deliver the nachos to you, did you see him coming or did he surprise you with them?
I kind of saw him come out of the dugout with something in his hands. I couldn't really tell. And then when he got closer, I realized it was nachos.
Nice. You hadn't gone back to get a new order of nachos yourself, had you?
No. So the Cardinals, like the staff there, they came down and they brought us all new nachos and everything. And like,
oh, it's nice.
So they brought us a load of nachos and all that stuff. And then they actually took us into the Cardinals store and replaced our shirts. Because our shirts were covered in salsa.
Oh,
well, there you go.
Getting better by the second.
Now,
then,
speaking of
it?
Shirts, though, was your girlfriend, is she a Cubs fan? Because her shirt was blue, if I'm not mistaken, right?
No, she was wearing a blue jacket over her shirt. But she was wearing a Cardinals tank top.
Okay.
I see. Okay. So you get your new nachos. Addison Russell delivers them to you. You ask him for the selfie at that point?
I shook his hand and then I said, do you want to take a picture with me? Just not thinking that that entire selfie would just go crazy.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, I'm not supposed to, but go ahead. And so I swiped over, took a selfie with him. And then as soon as I posted on Twitter, 20 minutes later, there's 7,000 likes.
Just
wow.
Like that. Blows up. Goes crazy. The whole world's going nuts wanting to find out about it. Are you hearing from a lot of people? Like, have you heard from Jimmy Kimmel or anything like that?
No, I have not heard from Jimmy Kimmel, and no, the rumors are not true that the
Donald Trump has invited me to the White House.
Oh,
or whatever.
Oh my goodness. That one was out there, huh? Wow.
Yeah, that one was out there.
You will end up on a late night talk show, I bet. Now, the whole section, I saw you interviewed on TV, and I think it was during the game. They were all singing Nacho, Nacho Man to you, correct?
Yes. And then I realized it was from The Simpsons.
Aha. Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yes, it is from The Simpsons, and he's sitting in a nacho bowl hat and is singing Nacho Nacho Man.
We'll have to find that, Whip.
Yeah, we do.
It says here you changed your Twitter handle from Big Furley to Nacho Man. Is that accurate?
Yes, that is very accurate.
It also says that you have newfound respect for the Cubs. Is that true?
That is very true. That definitely was a stunning moment for me. Being your normal Cardinals fan, not really partaking in the other side, that was definitely a moment that kind of shined a new light on the Cubs for me.
And from what I understand,
it didn't convert me. No, it did not convert me. But
not yet.
You know, definitely gave me more respect.
As we said for the Cardinals, it's just Nacho year this year. There we go.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
That's very true. Also,
do you know what else?
Yeah.
You've gone from Gouda Man to Nacho Man.
Yes.
Huh?
The
also
crazy
true.
Turn of events in one evening that could possibly have happened.
I'm sorry about that. Yeah. We kind of already did the Gouda joke
what?
A little bit earlier. And
we
got out on the nacho
no
joke
one's going to say
no,
that.
Yeah.
No one's going to say that's no Gouda?
Yeah. All right, so anyway, and the game got even better for you from what I understand. What happened an inning later?
So we ended up catching 3 foul balls after the one that got away. Got
3?
Away.
What?
Get out of here. You did not.
Yes. So we caught one from, I don't remember which player hit it, and then I personally caught one from Russell himself. Like, he hit it, and I caught it.
Oh, my God.
It's like
you should play the lottery.
Yeah.
What are the odds?
And then we caught a third one, which a younger fan couldn't get to the front and catch the ball or anything like that. So I tossed it to him and his family back there, and he actually came up to me later in the game and took a picture with me and saying thank you and just very polite.
You're like a local St. Louis celebrity now, aren't you, Nacho Man?
It is insane.
This is awesome.
Good story.
You're 21 years old, is that correct?
Yes.
This is beautiful. This is great. It really is.
You've never been happier, have you?
No, this is something you're going to remember for the rest of your life, and it's nothing but fun, and everybody's happy, and it's nice. I love it. I do.
I think it was definitely a good little kind of breakaway from the game for the Cardinals fans.
Yeah,
you guys needed it, right? It was kind of out of hand at that point, the game. So anything to add a little interest to what was going on, and you did exactly that. All right, well, Nacho Man, we appreciate it.
Thank you.
And congratulations on a big night for you last night, Andrew.
Yeah, fun.
The Gouda.
That is cool.
The Goudermuth. What was your joke again?
He's no longer Gouda Man. He is Nacho Man.
I don't know that that's a joke. I think that's just an observation.
It's true,
well,
though.
He probably called him, you know, Gouda Man or something because of cheese. And now he went from Gouda cheese to nacho cheese.
See, my girlfriend,
he still gets the cheese name.
Now, if a bunch of girls go up to him and the girlfriend is with him, she can say, stay away. He's Nacho Man.
Oh, my. That is way worse than mine. That.
We were kind of done with all of them, you know? You guys are like a Saturday Night Live bit. You really are. You just keep piling on. The channel has been changed, and you're still piling on. Yep.
Right. Great story. Compelling and rich.
All right. Fish to raccoons and a host of other things coming up. It's time for...
Hey, hey! Get to this. No need to turn away.
Piled them up.
So many things to say.
All sorts of tidbits.
It's Tidbit Tuesday.
Yay! All right, Tidbit Tuesday, all the tidbits we haven't had a chance to get to throughout the day. We'll get to them right now. You see that there are Spanx for arms now? It's a true thing. It's a real deal. You get Spanx on your arms.
Oh, so they're not jiggly?
I guess so they're not jiggly.
Oh, cool.
Like its name implies, this seamless three-quarter sleeve crop top is supposed to be like hosiery, but for your arms. In the same way that tights work, this product lets you layer with sleeveless tops in colder weather, making your arms look toned and ready to go.
Oh, nice. I guess.
Thanks for your arms.
Yeah. What are that would feel? Like,
tight.
You know, if you're restricted in your movements or
not. It's probably like just a spandex top. You wear one of those, don't you, Whip?
Every day.
God, I hope this guy doesn't. Kanye West. You familiar with Kanye?
Who? Okay, never mind. Yeah, just
can
go
you,
ahead.
Can you do me a favor?
I'm sorry.
You do me a favor.
Yeah.
Don't try to be the joke maker. Maybe it's, I don't know. Kanye West.
He's a jackass.
He is a jackass. Has a dad bod now, and Twitter's loving it. Have you seen the pictures of him?
No.
Oh, my God. He's as wide as he is tall.
Oh, my God.
Well, he is?
He could use some Spanx, some arm Spanx. Look at him. Look at Kanye. He's a full-figured fella. Yeah, you never know it, right?
Oh, wow. Huh.
Yeah.
I think good for him.
You're all for it?
Why not?
You know, the former president.
He's married.
The former president felt about it.
He's a jackass.
Yeah, he's a jackass.
That's true.
Yeah.
Also true.
You familiar with Jason Derulo?
Yeah.
He says his name in all the songs. That's how we know.
He does.
He announces that he is the singer of every song. His home was robbed, and he lost $300,000 in cash and jewelry. Is there anybody else that's shocked that Jason Derulo has $300,000 in cash and jewelry laying around his house?
Maybe that's all he spent his money on.
Even then, it's crazy talk, isn't it?
I would think you'd be a little more careful, but maybe you get lulled into complacency a little bit.
Kathy Griffin's got a $10 million mansion. Jason Derulo's getting robbed for $300,000. What are the rest of us doing wrong?
Apparently something. A lot.
Pablo Escobar, you know who he is? The drug lord.
Cartel guard, good guy?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. His brother is threatening to shut down Narcos unless Netflix pays him $1 billion. He's in Narcos about the Mexican drug war. Did you see one of their location scouts was killed by the drug cartels?
I did see that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, this show's causing all sorts of issues down there.
So is it a fictional show, though?
It's loosely fictional from what I understand. Loosely.
But so he's trying to say it's based on me, so I deserve some money.
Escobar was killed in a shootout in 1993. Pablo, many of his former associates are still alive. One of them is Pablo's brother, who's a lead cartel accountant, 71-year-old Roberto de Jesus Escobar, who is apparently not a fan of Narcos. He said, hey, I want $1 billion from Netflix, or we're going to shut you down. In a way that they say shut you down.
Right, exactly.
It's completely different from what the rest of us shut things down.
Kidding.
Might want to take that seriously.
Wow.
Mark Zuckerberg is selling up to 75 million Facebook shares, almost a fifth of his stake in the company. In a post on, of course, Facebook, Zuckerberg explains that he has dropped his controversial plan to create non-voting shares in the company because his shares have become so valuable. He's going to dump a bunch of them. 75 million.
Okay.
I don't know what they go for now. I don't know what a share is.
I don't know.
Or what the price is currently.
We know Kathy Griffin could afford a few, though, probably.
She could.
Yeah.
Every episode of ALF is coming to the Stars app. So if you're an ALF fan, you can see every single one of them on the Stars app.
Okay.
Wow. I don't need that. We can maybe post this picture, Cynthia. Raccoon hitches ride on the hood of a moving police cruiser. And it looks like it's a bad animal comedy.
Really?
Yeah. The raccoon is splayed all the way out across the windshield, holding on for dear life as the police cruiser is driving.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, look at there's the raccoon and the police cruiser.
Oh, my gosh. That's insane.
We should post that picture. A Colorado that's police cute. Officer was positively surprised, they say.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. See, let them do the drills.
Yes,
you had done that.
Okay.
Anyway, would have been bad. When a raccoon jumped onto the hood of his moving patrol car while he was en route to an accident scene, the Colorado Springs Police Department sent a Facebook post. Did you just see it?
The picture's
look
hilarious.
At his face.
The picture. He's like, oh, God.
So cute, the
picture
though.
Is priceless.
Yeah. Was driving to the scene of the accident when the freeloading trash panda, they call him, hitched a ride
panda.
On the hood of his car. I'll have to post that.
Oh, gosh.
Four Mississippi inmates break out, rob store, sneak back into prison to sell the stolen items. God, are they idiots. The jailbirds broke out of the Holmes-Humphreys Correctional Facility in Lexington. Once in the clear, the men walked less than a mile to the Dollar General.
Mm-hmm.
Picked up a bunch of stuff there, swiped anything they could grab. They stole smokes, cigarette lighters, phones, just about any items they could sell in jail. Then they snuck back to the jail, snuck in, and now have all the contraband to make money while they're in there.
Maybe they're enjoying their life in jail.
Free food.
The free food is probably what does it. Florida store owner dubbed Clint Eastwood shoots his fifth would-be thief. I want to rob his place.
Oh, no kidding. Stay away from that.
Yeah. In Cocoa, Florida, the store owner, Sawan Sui, temporarily closed his store after yet another shooting. He chased off a would-be thief at gunpoint Wednesday and forced the man to give back stolen beer. In doing so, he discharged his gun towards the would-be thief. This is the fifth time this has happened.
Right.
I would not go there if I was there.
He should post the news you know, clips or whatever of the previous four incidents outside the store so that somebody coming in would, you know, not pick that anymore.
I wouldn't mess with him either.
The Cocoa Police Department says he is in the he had the perfect right to defend himself. Everyone does. No charges will be filed.
Good.
Florida man breaks into home, takes a nap, and swims away from deputies to get away. Okay. In Key Largo on Tuesday night, deputies said he broke into the home and took a nap in the air conditioning. You know how it is down there.
Oh, well, very few and far between.
Right.
When deputies found him outside the neighborhood, he got off his bike, jumped into the water, and swam away. Deputies were unable to locate him after swimming away.
Oh, he got away.
He's like a super swimmer.
No kidding.
And finally, man robs bank, goes to KFC with bag of money. Well, who doesn't want to do that?
Right.
Police arrested a Gainesville, Florida. Every story, again, is in Florida.
It's always
Florida.
No kidding. Or Kentucky.
A Gainesville, Florida man Thursday at the KFC after they say he stole more than $10,000 from a Wells Fargo bank. The man entered the Wells Fargo, told the teller he needed money, and then took it. This is a robbery. Give me all your money. The teller gave him the money that was in the drawer and asked if he wanted a bag. Would you like a bag with that? Reef said yes and thanked the teller for the bag. Well, at least he's polite.
Yeah.
Later on, he was located in the KFC with the $10,000 on him. It doesn't say what he ordered there, though.
The good stuff, though.
The really good stuff.
Yeah.
Extra crispy.
Right. Because you know what they say at KFC.
Let me just quote the late, great Colonel Sanders.
What do they say?
He said, I'm too drunk to taste this chicken.
Oh, there you go. Hey. Too drunk to taste this chicken. No need to turn away. Well, that's enough tidbits for today. So many things
to say. I don't get it. It's Tidbit Tuesday.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.